to the petroleum experiences, and now you're into your microchips and so on. And so there are people that are speculating that in the next 10 years, there will actually be more motion forward than in the last 100 or 200 years. And the point that we're making is that there have been times in your civilization where the difference between where you are to the new place has been a much faster movement than you are allowing right now. And the reason that we say that is because while there is more asking in your environment now than there ever has been before, there is more resistance in your environment now than there ever has been before. Now, the more technologically advanced, that is the word that you offered, and it's the word that we speak, there have been civilizations that, while they were not as involved in the precision in terms of action as you are now, they were greater understanders of the vibrational core and essence. So they were using the power of their mind for the accomplishment of things, where in your environment today, those of you who attempt to use the power of your mind are really considered to be the oddballs. And while the scientists insist that everything be provable in tangible form. And so that's really what we are talking about. There have been civilizations before you now that were not nearly as action-oriented, who were much more tuning into the vibration and the power of the universe, who were getting results from that.
Well, just one little addition to that. Some other things I've been reading that seem to indicate there's been very advanced civilizations possibly on the moon and on Mars as well, and I wondered if you could speak to that. I mean, those are the only two places we've checked out.
Well, there are many civilizations in the process of becoming. There is nothing within your sphere of seeing now that have come and gone. Everything that you are viewing now is still in the process of becoming.
I'm not quite sure I got that.
Well, we'll take another run at it because we really want you to get it. In other words, so often your astronomers look out into the heavens and they conclude that they're looking at a planet that, if it is lifeless now, it may have had life at some time, but that life has now gone in the same way that they are anticipating that life on this planet someday will be gone. And we want to project in a powerful way. We would like many minds around your planet to get hold of this thought and send it still further forward. Those environments that you are witnessing with your telescopes, ineffective as they are in the process of becoming. They are not planets in the state of declining. In other words,
For example, a planet like Mars, where it looks like there are remnants that may indicate that there was a full-blown civilization with buildings and structures and all that, whereas now nobody's there.
Well, nobody has been there, but that does not mean nobody will ever be there. That's the point that we're making. In other words, those are planets in the process of becoming, not planets that have become and now are waning.
But if our explorations show us, for example, ruins of buildings, but no one's there anymore, what I'm saying is...
Well, that would indicate that someone was there. Are they finding ruins of buildings?
I think so, yes. I think so.
Or are they... In other words, do you acknowledge that thought precedes manifestation? And do you acknowledge that what you see is in the eye of the beholder?
Yes.
In other words...
Well, within reason. I mean, if something physical is there and shows that it was not natural, that it was an artificially created thing...
Then we'd have to give that to you.
Right.
And when that happens, we will.
Okay. We'll leave it there for now. Thank you.
Hello, thank you. My question has to do with some of the energy vortexes that we were talking about earlier this morning. And I live in a community where many people believe that the orientation of one's house makes a difference, whether it has an east entrance or a southern entrance.